Welcome to the Do Hard Things podcast with your host, Jay Teagues. Are you ready to amplify and improve your life? Then you're in the right place. On this podcast, we have unfiltered conversations with inspiring people who take on challenges and are here to share with us their wisdom from their journey. We talk about how doing hard things enable all of us to adequately deal with life's struggles and challenges and to ultimately improve the quality of our lives. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Do Our Things podcast. I'm Jay Teagues, running coach, certified high-performance coach, founder of the Do Our Things Nation, where our mission is to empower you to improve your wealth, health, and relationships through mindset and movement. And today we're going to be talking about some training tips while traveling. And I have the lovely, fantastic fellow running coach, Angie Petran, in the house. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fabulous this morning. I'm a little sore, just a little bit sore, but I'm good.
What are you sore from?
I'm sore from running a half marathon yesterday, a virtual half marathon. So Rudy and I, we are part of the New York Road Running Club, and you can sign up for virtual runs and earn yourself entry, guaranteed entry into an in-person race. And so a couple years ago, I was able to go run in the United Airlines half in New York City. And it's actually my favorite because they close Times Square. You get to run through Times Square. But he did not. He was not in that one. And I'm not sure what happened, where the mix-up happened. Maybe he signed up wrong. I don't know. So we both signed up this year to run the virtual option so we can run together next year in person in New York City. So I'm excited. It was worth it. We had fun.
Awesome. And I love it when couples train together. It's one of my favorite things to do with Lacey, is being able to run these races together and be able to train and talk shit to each other. I think
that
goes with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. So how awesome is that? Congratulations.
Thanks.
You know, the virtuals are hard because you don't have all the, you know, everyone cheering you on and the crowds, and you don't get the medal. It's just different, but it's so awesome you guys did that together, and it's going to open up an opportunity for you guys to go run. I mean, how cool is that to go run near Times Square in New York City? It's badass.
Oh yeah, dude. And it's funny because I feel like sometimes I look like a crazy person. I'm out there running those virtual races because I'm like cheering myself on in my head. I'm like pretending there's a crowd. I'm like, you'll see me. I'm like high five in the air. People are probably like, what is wrong with that weirdo? And I'm like, I just got to keep going. I got to pump
myself up. That's awesome. Well done. That's kick ass.
Thanks.
So in today's episode, just a few, before we get into today's episode, what we're going to talk about today is some training tips while traveling. I'm on the road. I'm in some hotel in the middle of nowhere, Illinois. And I just traveled down to Austin. I'm on spring break with my kiddos. I'm getting ready to go to Florida after this. I got like three trips back to back. And I know that this is a challenge for people. It's like, how do you maintain your routine and schedule while maintaining a demanding, you know, travel schedule? So we're going to talk about that, whether it be for vacation or, you know, work trips. You know, travel comes up and it's a challenge for people. So we're going to talk about that. And then the mindset, we're going to talk about self-esteem and how that when the king suffers, the kingdom suffers. So before we get into today's episode, leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. They matter. They mean a lot to us. We really appreciate it. And they go a long way for us expanding, you know, the Do Our Things Nation so people can find the podcast. Share it with a couple of your friends if you found something of value. And we always love hearing, like, what did you take away from the episode? So you can reach out to us. You can contact us directly. You can share it in the group or on social media. We would love to hear from you. And this episode is sponsored by the Do Our Things Nation, www.doourthingsnation.com. It's a community committed to living life on offense, united by a focus on continuous self-improvement, upgrading, you know, your life through mindset and movement. It's a network where we offer frameworks and challenges and accountability. There's some really cool shirts over there, some motivational gear. So if you like what we're doing here, go over there to www.doourthingsnation.com. Join us in the Facebook page where we're constantly working on ourselves and sharing wins and challenging ourselves. And go grab yourself a shirt or hat and check out the upcoming events that we have coming up. So, all right. So I want to share with you like five strategies to help you maintain your fitness while traveling, because traveling can be a challenge. As you mentioned, I'm on a road trip, so I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, how am I going to get it in today? And Angie and I are both going to share some things that we do to help keep our mindset and fitness, because it can kind of throw you off mentally. You can kind of be thrown off physically. And it's just a hard thing to do. It's hard to maintain your fitness. So tip number one, just plan ahead. Plan ahead. What all does that entail? So when I think of planning ahead, I'm thinking of reviewing my training plan, making sure that, you know, if your runs and your training doesn't have a purpose, then you're not doing it right anyway. So you shouldn't be winging it in general. So you should be operating off some kind of training plan. And before you make your travel arrangements, just make sure that, you know, you're going to have to line things up. You're going to want to make sure that your schedule matches up with your training schedule. If you have a long run, well, it's probably not optimal. If you have today's windshield day. So it's like, I'm going to be behind the wheel for 10 hours today. It's probably not an optimal day for a long run. So, you know, we have to slide that to the right. You might just have to, the planning is looking at your training plan, making sure that it matches up with what you're doing and the hours that you have available. It's also looking at maybe the weather ahead of time to make sure that you have the appropriate gear and the attire, because the temperature difference, there could be rain, there could be some things that are different. Maybe it's a really humid location. Maybe it's, you know, maybe there's going to be ice there. I don't know. Whatever that is for you, but look ahead at the weather to make sure that you have the appropriate gear and attire. And you may want to look ahead at the routes that might be available to you so you can, you know, optimize that. There might be something new or cool that you can go do. Maybe there's nothing available. Maybe you're going to have to get your head wrapped around the fact that you might be on a treadmill. You know, maybe you're taking a cruise on a ship, right? So what options are available to you there that enable you to maintain your fitness? So, Angie, what are some of the tips that you use when it comes to strategizing and looking ahead and planning?
For sure, plan ahead. And plan ahead, but also be flexible. I went to school last year and drove from Missouri to Maryland so I could stop and run in states along the way that I'd not run in. And I planned where I was going to stay based on what appeared to be the safest location to run in as a single female by myself running in states that I'm not familiar with. There's been times that I've traveled and I checked to make sure that the gym, that the hotel I was staying in had a gym. But when I got there, the gym was closed or the treadmill was broken. And so, like I was telling you earlier, I went and got extra sheets from the hotel staff to put on the floor to do some yoga, to do something to de-stress from, you know, 'cause sometimes traveling can be stressful. I try to make sure that there's a gym available. If I'm staying in a hotel, I plan ahead. I pack for exercising on the road. And just pretty much be flexible. I remember doing 75 hard a few years ago and getting my exercise in the terminal. So I made sure that I left in time to get to the terminal in time to walk around the terminal just to get that 45 minutes in. And I've even just out of sheer, like, I've had my plane delayed before leaving and I just didn't feel like sitting there on my phone. So I went and found a corner somewhere to get some exercise in. Yeah. And sure, people are going to look at you kind of weird because you're in the airport terminal getting it in, but I'm just like, whatever, man. I just don't feel like sitting here doing nothing. Yeah.
Well, that's a great segue into tip number two, which is to be flexible. And to your point, Angie, there was a, if you love Strava segments, one of the most difficult ones is in the Denver airport. It's terminal, I think it's terminal B. There's A, B, C, and D. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Denver NAR. It's GNAR. So it's a Strava segment for runners. Mm-hmm. It's become like one of the most popular ones because of the difficulty level, because you have to have a ticket. You got to be in that terminal. It's not easy to get to. And it's between basically these two escalators. And I remember I had the opportunity last year to go after that one, and I did 9 miles on foot with my roller bag because I had like a 4 hour layover, and I got 9 miles in just to get the crown achievement of try to beat this other ultra runner. But there's people that will go there and they're like, they're sprinting to get the so it's, if you look up fun or silly Strava segments, that's like one of the top ones. But
that's
to
awesome.
Your point, like, what can you do as an alternative during 75 hard? I also did, you know, airports, just walking that you can. You do a lot of walking at the airport, and terminals are huge. So it is an opportunity to get something in and time on feet. So,
yeah.
But to your point, be flexible. You're not going to have all of the, you know, like you said, you did yoga in your room. So use it as an opportunity to maybe, you know, do something new or different. And it kind of adds some variety. You might find a new yoga routine. I mean, just go to YouTube or whatever, Google something. I use some, you know, some apps and some streaming services that have, you know, my fitness there. It may not be my favorite because when I'm doing strength training, I'd rather lift with weights, but, you know, body weight, like doing a simple AMRAP.
Yes. And And they have you heard of TRX? It's
bands.
So no, it's, they're straps.
Oh yeah. That's what I meant. Straps. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you can, hook them to the door. And it's not within arm's length for me to grab it and show it to people here that might be watching the video. But I got a set half off on sale. And so I'll throw that in my bag. Yeah. And that way, you know, if I know I'm going to be staying over at a hotel, if last resort, I can use that. I can use that system because it's all based on body weight.
There was a dude checking in last night. He had a pair of Hokas. I'm like, fellow runner.
And he has
jump rope about to fall out of his bag. I'm like, hey, dude, your jump rope's about to fall out. But I was like, he's gonna get after it. He's got his jump rope. You don't just you don't bring your jump rope for no reason.
No.
So he's traveling. So, you know, think outside the box. Like, what can you do that's gonna mix up your training and be flexible?
Yeah.
All right. Tip number three. This one's a challenge. It's don't forget your fuel. Don't forget your fuel. And when you're traveling, it's difficult to eat healthy even at home, right? But it's more difficult eating, you know, while you're traveling because you don't have your kitchen. You don't have all the everything that you need to properly prepare. So there might be some specific fueling that you need, especially if it's something that you're training with for, you know, your endurance run. But don't leave that at home because you want to maintain, you know, eating as healthy as much as you can and eating the foods and routines that are in alignment with the race that you're training for. So also you want to be careful about, you know, if you're packing your baggie of your
pre-workout
powder pre-workout or your little baggie of Tailwind and you're trying to go through the TSA, you might have some splaining to do. So
I'm always worried about that when I fly, because, you know, we've flown places to race, especially New York City. And, you know, I don't want to carry my whole canister. So I've got everything portioned out in little snack baggies. I'm like, oh my God, I hope they know. I hope they see the goo gels and everything else that I use. And they're not like, okay, what is this lady doing? We're going to go check her out.
Yeah, you don't want to end up. Yeah, be careful with that type of stuff. You may want to use some pre-packaged stuff.
Yeah,
so you don't avoid, you know, some splaining to the the TSA. And then, kind of aligned with nutrition, but you may want to also bring, you know, recovery items, whatever that you need to help you recover. And you know, you can bring a golf ball, a tennis ball. Those are some little things that you can bring. Because if you have some other instruments that you're trying to save room, but don't forget those things that you need for, you know, your recovery. And, you may not be able to like log your foam roller around, but there are some other instruments that you can use that are more portable, but those are some things to think about. So don't forget your fueling and your recovery tools.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Hydration. So I know anytime I go anywhere, really, I always have to hit up the store on the way to buy water because, like back home in Panama City, I'm from Panama City, Florida. I think the water tastes gross. Like, I don't like the way the water tastes. So I always have to stop and stock up on gallons. I'm like, okay, how many days am I going to be here? Oh my God, this is how many gallons of water I need to buy and stock up. You know, my family's like, oh my goodness, like, why are you bringing this? I'm like, because I don't want to drink the tap water. But then when we go to other places, I'm like, oh, the water's great here. I don't have to worry about lugging around a bunch of water. But I definitely, I've stopped, you know, I've forgotten my water bottle and I've had to stop at like a Ross or a TJ Maxx or somewhere and pick up a half gallon water bottle just to stay, you know, help me stay on track because that's what I like to do. Yeah, just the little things you got to think about that you want to keep in the, keep there on your brain.
Yeah, no, that's a good point because the water in some places is not very, doesn't taste very good. It tastes different in different places. So
yeah,
absolutely. So yeah, plan ahead for your fueling. For sure.
Another thing I did, and we had talked about this a little bit earlier, but I had, when I went to New Orleans to visit family one time, I reached out to the local team, Red, White, and Blue, Team RWB. Actually, I've done that quite often when I've traveled places, tried to find the local chapter of Team RWB there and see what their running schedule is like. And you mentioned Fleet Feet and there's other places that you can look for. So you don't have to run alone, you know, in an area that you are not comfortable with, that you may not be comfortable with. And especially like if you can't travel with pepper spray or your personal weapon or whatever, it's nice to reach out and have people to run with. So those are always options. Those are things that I try to remind people to do, to find a local chapter of some sort, some type of running club to.
That's why it's cool to be part of a running group. I remember one time I ran the Rock and Roll St. Louis and RWB St. Louis chapter was there. Mm-hmm. And we all got together after the race. We found ourselves at someone's house, like just a group of us because you know, we were from all over the place. And someone's like, hey, why don't you come over and hang out? And we had, you know, basically did like an impromptu barbecue. It was super cool. Mm-hmm. I know recently, you know, our group run up in Columbia, we had someone from out of town like join us. And we did the Tiger Run, which is one of the funner. If you were going to, we basically ran the Mizzou campus. It was just really neat for them to experience that, you know? So yeah, great idea. Reach out ahead of time, find those running groups. And to your point about safety, right? They're going to know where the safe routes are. They're going to want to, they're going to maybe some of the more scenic routes, and then you might be able to make a friend.
So yeah. When I drove out to Maryland, I stopped in Morgantown, West Virginia on purpose because it is a university there. And, it's just a beautiful little historical town, and I was able to run on the riverfront and it was just gorgeous. And there were so many college kids out running. I didn't feel alone. I didn't feel unsafe. It was just beautiful.
It's awesome.
I had a really good time. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So that goes back to, you know, just planning ahead and, you know, reaching out, making the effort. You gotta figure that out. But, yeah, runners are, you're always helping other runners out. So.
Hey, don't forget your running shoes. Don't forget your
that's sorry. Tip number four. Don't forget your running shoes. I'm trying to remember of a time where I left my running shoes behind. I've had to do that before. I do buy a pair of running shoes.
Oh my gosh, I remember we did the llama race a few years ago and we got, I don't know, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes out. And all of a sudden Rebecca goes, oh shit. We're like, what? She's like, I left my shoes.
Yeah. Thanks. And the llama, like you're in a van, like doing this point to point run. So you're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do?
Well, actually she, had David met us halfway back toward the house and he met us and was able to get her running shoes. So we didn't have to go all the way back. It was nice.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's fairly close.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It was fairly close. Cause if not, she would have been, man, who was it? I'm trying to, were we on a Ragnar race? Someone forgot their running shoes. And I don't know if they, I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know. I just remember it wasn't me. And I was like, thank God.
I've probably done this more with cycling, like forgetting a helmet or my cycling shoes. I've had that happen a lot. Running shoes, a couple times I think of. But the point is, you want to make sure that you pack that your gear. You may not want to. And Lacey and I go around. She's done very well about not pack. Like I challenge her to not check a bag because it just takes so much extra time to wait for the bag, and they lose it. They lose your bags, and then if you have your running shoes in there, then your running shoes are gone, and that sucks. So, Make sure, something to consider. Where, you know, make sure that you have your running kit, have it set aside. I like to bring like a little trash bag or something because after I run, they usually smells, and having a plan to air it out, so it doesn't stink up everything, and trying to figure out ways to launder and get it. I've had to do that where I've been in a hotel and I didn't want to overpack. So maybe just rinse it off and like let my shirt hang or something like that and reuse it, you know?
Yeah.
But what is your plan for all of your kit and your gear? And make sure that you have it, consider not checking a bag and making sure that you have it in your carry-on so you don't get separated, especially if you're going to go do a race, right?
Well, and I know this might sound but I make a list and I check it off as I go. And then I keep the list on me. So when I'm getting ready to return home, I refer back to the list and I'm like, what did I bring? Yeah, it's just one of those things. I just do that.
I've got a race checklist somewhere that I use for my runners. I'll see if we can make that available. That'd be cool. I think, because some people just need a simple checklist. But there, when you look at the checklist, there's actually a lot of considerations, especially if you're going for a race.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want that to be the time that you have to break in a new pair of shoes, man.
I broke in a new pair of shoes on a marathon once. No, I do not recommend.
Mm-mm. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot my gym boss when I went to... Okay, so... We went to run the Brooklyn Half Marathon, I believe, or maybe the United. I don't know. Anyway, I forgot my gym boss. Now, if you don't know what a gym boss is, it is an interval timer. You can use it for HIIT workouts. I use it for interval running. And it's a separate little clippy. It's like the size of a matchbox on steroids, maybe. And you clip it to wherever you can hear it, and you can set it for different times. Well, I like it because it doesn't drain my battery on my phone. And that's what I prefer. So I was like, I forgot it. Got there, realized it. I'm thinking, I'm in New York City. Surely I'll be able to find one. No. Absolutely not. Every single sports store I visited, these young kids were like, and this really ate, I felt like, I'm like, okay, this is aging me, because they're like, ma'am, you can just do that on your phone. I'm like, I know I can do it on my phone. I don't want to do it on my phone. And then they were like, well, what kind of watch do you have? I said, I have a Garmin. Well, you can do it on your, I know I can do it on my, I don't, that's the whole point. I don't want to do it on my watch or my phone. Now find me this little beeper thing.
I need the pager.
Because I'm 200 years old. Whatever. Yeah.
Thank you for helping me solve my problem. Whatever happened, the customer's always right. That's funny.
Anyway, yeah.
Did you know that you could do this on your phone?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.
I saw this all that long ago. There's an old Radio Shack ad. I think it was Radio Shack. Maybe it was a Sears catalog, something from like the 80s. And it had like all of the things, like a camcorder, a VHS, a radio, like all of the things. And it was like probably like $20,000 of electronics that you can all do on your cell phone now.
Man,
it's amazing the amount of technology and capability.
I know.
Include a gym boss timer.
Yeah, right. Yes.
It's going to increase the battery life.
Thank you. I feel like the Crypt Keeper. Appreciate it.
All right. And then finally, tip number 5, just give yourself some grace. Like, just whatever happens, like, don't beat yourself up over it. This is just a friendly reminder. And I don't recommend this. Just a consideration that I have to remind runners all the time, is that you can go 7 days, seven up to 10 without starting to lose your fitness. You can actually do nothing and you're not going to lose your fitness. So if you're sick, like, always reminder, like, you're going to be okay. Now, will it be difficult? Your legs are probably going to feel heavy, but your overall fitness is not going to suffer. So, that doesn't mean go on a trip and not do anything, but what I'm saying is just a reminder that, you know, you can skip a day or two. You can scratch a day and it's not going to end your training cycle. Like, you're going to be okay. So absolutely, give yourself some grace. If it doesn't work out, like, don't beat yourself up over it. And just, you got to be flexible and just look at the bright side of things. Like, look at the opportunities. Things may not go your way because you might leave your gym boss at home and everyone might look at you crazy, but just give yourself some grace.
Yes.
A missed run is not going to derail your program. and just look at everything as a new opportunity, a new experience. And that's what I love about running. And the, like every individual run is its own unique experience. And when you're traveling, you know, that's a unique experience and you just do the best you can, you know, with what you got.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, consider, let's say you're checked into a hotel and the treadmill's broken, but they've got a bicycle. I mean, you know, that's going back to the be flexible thing. But I remember I was training for Ragnar or something and I got developed shin splints is what it was. And I was new to running several years ago. And I just knew for sure, like all that hard work I'd been putting in, I was going to lose it while I was recovering. But you know, like Jay said, you're not going to lose everything overnight. And sometimes you just need a little break and you can allow yourself to sit in that break and enjoy it and be okay with it and enjoy your vacation.
Rest and recovery is training. Rest and recovery is training. So look at it that way. Just, you don't want to rest and recover too much.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, so just use it. And I'll tell you, on my travel, I'm traveling now, so I'm not doing as much. Like my hip feels better. Like I, there's some aches and pains that I've had. I went for a 6 miler yesterday, and I'm like, damn, I'm feeling really good. I kind of needed this little bit of a break because I'm having to be creative. I'm not doing as much long stuff. I'm focusing more on core work and some shorter runs and flexibility right now. And I'm really feeling like it's because I'm like, man, I need to get that long run in. I'm like, no, I don't. I really don't. And I'm starting to feel like I'm healing up a little bit from all the abuse I've given myself over the last couple of months. So it's just a good reminder that, you know, slowing down is a good thing.
Yeah. You've been getting at it. I have been watching you getting after it.
Yeah. We got the races, like 3 weeks from now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's coming up. It's coming up quick.
It is.
So. All right. 6:26, 8. So those are the five tips. We talked about the five tips to help you maintain your strategy while traveling. And then just from a mindset perspective, one thing I want to hit on, it's been, I've been really resonating. This is your, movement mindset, and then we'll go to our weekly winner. From a mindset perspective, when the king suffers, the kingdom suffers. And it's the same with the queen. All right. So king and queen. And in fact, if the queen is suffering, the king is going to be suffering.
Yep.
Kings and queens. All right. Your royalty in your sphere of influence. And what that really means is that you need to take care of yourself. This notion of putting everyone else first is costing you, and it lowers your self-esteem. It lowers your energy level. And when the king or the queen suffers, the entire, everyone that is relying on you suffers. So it's important to have radical self-care to make sure that you're taking, like you're optimizing your health, your wellness, dressing appropriately, getting the massage, do the hair, do the nails, get the outfit that makes you feel confident, get the nice watch, take care of your home, take care, you know, drive a nice car. That doesn't mean like be reckless, but all of those things impact your self-esteem and they impact your confidence, and everyone around you is influenced by that. And there's a lot of people that are always like, man, I got to give to my family. I got to do this first. I got to give them. I'm running, you know, and that you can sense that they're just running themselves into the ground and they're not taking care of themselves like they should be. Because they do it from a space of they want to give to everyone else and do everything for everyone else, but they run themselves into the ground. And when that happens, they're not you're depleting yourself. And so that's what I've been mulling around the last couple of weeks in my own world is like, how can I improve my own confidence and my own self-esteem in some areas? And what do I need to do? And I've had a lot of conversations about this very topic and how we need to do a better job of doing that. Does that resonate with you at all, Angie? Have you found yourself?
Definitely. You can get to a place to where I think a lot of times, and I don't want to say this because I don't want people to be like, oh, it's not just, I mean, if you're a parent, if you're a spouse, or if you're a significant other, a lot of times, or if you're just a person that likes to take care of other people, in general, you can find yourself giving all of everything that you have to everyone else and neglecting yourself. Yeah. And that does not make for a good mindset. It doesn't, you don't help yourself when all you do is constantly give to everyone else. So, just make sure and focus on yourself and whatever that is that makes you feel good, give that to yourself and do it unapologetically. Don't feel guilty for it. Don't feel guilty for splurging on yourself, for giving yourself time and attention, because you need it. And it really will help boost your mental state.
Absolutely. Your mental state, your self-confidence, your overall, just your overall well-being. And it's important to do that. So be selfish with that. It's okay.
That's right.
It's okay to do that. So that's one thing I've just been kind of rolling around in my head, like just really thinking about that. So, all right. So this week's weekly winner, I love this one. I love this one. I love them all. All right. Pull it up here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is David Held. And he's a young man from Springfield, Missouri area, maybe Republic, somewhere in that area. Republic's just outside of Springfield. But he came up to the Racing for Daylight run, which is just in our local town of Waynesville. So it's not like this big major event. It's a great local event, but it's just a training event. And he came out to run. He was supported by his friends, Crystal and Jeff, and it's Crystal with him there. And he went out and ran 50 miles at a blistering pace of 8:29. That was his average.
Wow.
And this race is challenging. The course is a little bit challenging because there's some hills, there's some traffic. We start in the evening. So you start in the, you're not fresh. You're doing this in the evening and you're running all through the night. So that just makes it a far more challenging course. And David ran his first 50 miler. So congratulations.
That's awesome.
He crushed it. And to be honest, if I remember correctly, he's getting ready to go to basic training for the United States Army, or he's there now. So, he's also a role model stepping up and, fulfilling that, obligation and serving his country. And we appreciate your service. So we want to honor you by sending you a Do Hard Things shirt for demonstrating what doing hard things is all about. And, to Jeff and Crystal, really awesome that you guys came out there. They found him through Strava because they're training for a marathon, and, they saw him, like, he had this like segment, crushing this hill. So they found him and they reached out to him and they've become friends and they supported him on this ultra run event. So, which is super cool. So,
oh, that's awesome.
So congratulations, David. We're going to send you Do Hard Things shirt. Keep doing hard things.
And yes.
Thank you for your service, brother.
Yes, absolutely.
So, all right. Well, that is it. That concludes what we're going to talk about today. I got to get these little girls moving. We got three teenagers and a dad, and we're going to be making our way to Richmond.
That sounds like a crazy sitcom. Three teenagers and a dad.
My life, yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna go forth and smile today, make somebody smile. I was, I always smile when I try to smile when I run. Like I try to keep that in my brain. And I was running yesterday, and I ran on the installation, and I ran past these two young soldiers who were, I don't know if they were running because they were in trouble. I don't know if they were running because they wanted to, but they did not have smiles on their faces. And when I ran past, I was just beaming at them because I'm like, number one, I was already halfway through my half marathon. And I was like, yes, I'm getting there. Like, I think at that point I'd only had I chunk it down into 5Ks and I had one 5K left and I was super excited about that. And I'm just looking at them smiling like a crazy person. They just kind of looked at me weird first and then they were smiling back and I was like, yes, yes, I got
you made
I got
them smile.
Yes.
Joining the Army, like your introduction to running is usually not fun. And that we talked about that in a previous episode. And a lot of folks in the military, like they don't look at running in a positive light because it was like, you got to run and you're doing it at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's every aspect of it sucked. So, no, that's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah,
make someone smile.
That's right. Go out and spread the love.
All right, y'all, do our things. We'll see you all in the next episode.
Okay. See ya.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you're notified of future episodes. I would also love to know, what is your takeaway? What insight did you get from today's episode? You can screenshot this, send it to me on social, post it on social, tag me. And when you share like that, someone else out there may need to hear this message today. Only 10% of people are engaged in personal growth and development. And there could be a nugget here that could put someone in a positive trajectory. So feel free to share that, tag me in it. Send me a direct message, send me an email, let me know what your thoughts are. And you can connect with me on all social media. You can send me an email at j@jteagues.com. Take a moment, leave a review on iTunes. No matter if you're listening to Spotify or any other platform, like iTunes, I guess, is the gold standard for reviews. And it really goes a long way for
the algorithm for people searching for personal growth and development, and it helps us go a long way. Means a lot to me that you took a couple minutes to do them. I you know, read through all of them, and you know, it just feels good knowing that that this show is impactful. So if you gain any value, just ask that you do that. If you want to level up, you want to take the next step in your personal growth and development, you can go to jaytiegs.com, jaytiegs.com. We've got a variety of options. We got one-on-one coaching, high-performance coaching through the High Performance Institute, certified high-performance coach. We've got a few different curriculums that I take people through. I also do group coaching. If you have an organization that needs a speaker or you want a live workshop, I can come in and deliver some training to you and your organization. We also have the exclusive Forge Mastermind group that is an elite community of like-minded people that are growing together. And we have a weekly call there, and we're going to be rolling out new content for that. And then also we got apparel. So the you know, we've got to go to dohardthingsapparel.com. Get you a Do Hard Things shirt. Show the world that you do hard things. We got hoodies over there. We got hats. We got stickers. We got patches. A variety of different things, and we got a variety of different models coming out. So you can show the world that you do hard things, and you can go over there and support us that way. That'd be great. So in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. Keep doing hard things. We'll see you guys in the next episode.